Hey y'all, it's Poe, and I'm back with a little bit of conversation about social media. So real quick, I was inspired to come talk to y'all because I saw this funny ass meme about how people be sharing old ass articles on Facebook, like whether it's like people who have passed away, like celebrities who passed away like 9 years ago. Somebody just now seeing the article, and the article, I guess they're kind of, the articles are pulled up in your feed based on the amount of, you know, traffic going to it. So it's like a lot of people, you know, mistakenly share an article that is outdated, so it's not really relevant to what's going on. And that irritates people. Not only does it irritate people, but it's like it's problematic for a lot of different reasons. And I think that's what I want to talk about. Like, when you're sharing old ass articles, first of all, if you see an article, you know, on your timeline, there's going to be a headline. The headline is going to be the headline is purposed to get you to click on the article, to click on the article. That's ultimately what they want you to do. But what you end up doing is reading that article, sharing that article, which still drives traffic to their page, and then commenting on it without actually having the context of what they're talking about or what they're actually talking about. So, like, for example, recently Cardi B was irritated because Hollywood Unlocked or somebody, I don't know, whoever the fuck it is. See, that's me spreading misinformation. I don't know who it is. But some publication or blog or something made an article, and the headline was like, Cardi B admits that Little Culture called somebody else mommy. And that's not what she said at all. She was making a reference to working mothers, and it was a very general statement. It wasn't at all what she was saying. But the point in them doing that is so to drive traffic to the channel. Now, if you get into the article itself and you read it and you get the real information of what she said, that's fine. But they really don't give a damn these days. All they want you to do is get to the website, drive the traffic there so they can get their ad revenue so they can keep doing it and so on and so forth. A lot of these people aren't here to inform you of what's going on. They're here to get money. Even your CNNs, they're supposed to be, you know, ethical journalists and broadcasters and publications, but they do the same thing that these Hollywood Unlocks and these shade rooms and whatever the fuck else. They do all of this for that reason, to get money, to get engagement, to drive the traffic. Capitalism. But for people, like, the regular us's that use social media and consume the stuff that these people put out, it's our responsibility as individuals to read what's being given to us, not just sharing it and making their money. You just making all these people money when you're sharing shit and not reading it, what's going on. Like, the shit about the deaths and that shit is kind of goofy and funny, because how do you not know that Ruby Dee has been dead for years? How do you not know that the mama from Everybody Loves, like, how do you not know these things? But maybe you didn't because of your bubble, your respective bubble, whatever. But when it comes to, like, information, like, it'll be stuff like, let's say in the news, a black guy got killed by the cops or something. They'll share another article to kind of reinforce the narrative of that, using misinformation from some story that happened, you know, years and years and years ago, that's not actually relevant to what's going on and would only help the point if it was, you know, chronologically relevant to what's going on. You know, you got people that, and beyond, like, just the irresponsibility of spreading misinformation unknowingly, a lot of the times, the articles and stuff that y'all be sharing, it just kind of re-triggers trauma in people for different reasons. Like, if you sharing something about, like, I don't know, let's say some real crazy shit happened in Texas in 2007. You sharing that now, it's like,
it happened. Maybe it was addressed. Maybe it wasn't. Maybe justice was served. Maybe it wasn't. But you sharing that and you don't know that you're sharing something old, you like, oh, see, it never fails, or this shit is always happening, or look, it happened again. Like, y'all speaking about it as if it's something that's going on now, and then the next person is sharing it, doing the same thing, because they just going off of what you said. and what ends up happening is that you got a lot of people having a conversation about some shit that's either not, they're not having the proper conversation given the context of whatever the actual article is, because they didn't succumb to some fucking crazy ass headline that they came up with to drive traffic to their website. You got that. Or they just, you're cackling and you're mad and you're outraged and you don't even know why, because you ain't even bothered to read the article. I think I saw the other day, it was an article that said 6ix9ine got released on Tuesday or some shit, and it was from 2018, like when he got arrested and got released way back when. And so people spreading it, starting a conversation like, yeah, you know, he about to end up dead and blah 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 and this and that. We having this whole conversation about some shit that's not that is not relevant to what's going on, when you could be using your brain. All you had to do was just click it and read it, and then you would understand the context of what you're talking about. And then you wouldn't be spreading misinformation, which, like I said, not only is that the goal of capitalism when it comes to these journalists and publications and shit, but we've already fallen victim to election rigging and interference and shit when it comes to other fucking foreign leaders. And I know that may be like way too deep for a lot of people, a lot of these people that I'm talking about that sharing these articles and shit, but whoever out there, because we all do it sometimes when we see something. Like, sometimes I'll share some shit because I already know the story, but it's from some website or whatever. I already know what's going on. I already know kind of the details of the situation, but I'm sharing something, and come to find out, again, I've been gotten by a headline when I could have just read the shit and saw that it was somebody's opinion on some shit that ain't necessarily relevant or don't necessarily make the points that it needs to make. It's not a good article. It's just a good headline, a catchy headline. But like I said, we got people like the Russians and shit using the internet to sway the elections. I read something, and I think I've mentioned this before, the Russian bots or whoever the fuck, they were putting out propaganda that targets people who are to the left of Kamala Harris. So, you know, when y'all get in y'all bag about how she's a cop and a prosecutor and she put niggas in jail and she this and she that, a lot of the times them stories be crafted in a way to get you to go against her, which was the goal of the Russian bot, whatever the fuck the shit was that I read. That was the goal of them. And that's what they got. That's the result they got. Because a lot of y'all that have these opinions on Kamala Harris, you haven't actually read her record. You've just seen this take intelligently regurgitated on social media so many times that you fall into it, you buy into it. You know, somebody who appears to be smart on Twitter, you know, use they however many characters to gather Kamala Harris real quick based on her alleged record or whatever the fuck. And then you read it and realize that the context is necessary for you to analyze her role and her position as a prosecutor. You need the context. You need to know what was going on. You need to know that sometimes niggas commit crimes and we have jail. Now, if you're an abolitionist and you don't, you know, believe in jail at all, that's one thing. But if you think sometimes people got to go to jail for the shit that they do, you have to realize that sometimes niggas do shit that they need to go to jail for. And a lot of the times, it's a result of poverty and systemic racism and this and that and the other. But we got niggas that's well off committing crimes too. You know, we got shit going on too. Nosy. So when you on social media and you're receiving all this information, you have to take the time to analyze it and to understand the context of what the fuck is going on. You can't just take the people that you think is smarter than you's takes on shit. Because, again, even in those situations, and I'm going to speak for myself too, anybody who is on the internet giving their opinion in any capacity, and just like the people who get on there and take the selfies and want to, you know, get attention for that. We on there because we want to be recognized for the shit that we're doing or the shit that we're saying. So please believe that even those smarty pants people on the Twitter with the good hot takes, their goal is to also drive traffic to their platforms so that they can, you know, come up off of their skill and their mouthpiece. And then that's also the goal too. So you may not always get an objective perspective on shit. Sometimes you got it. You can consume us creators. You can take the information that we have and you can like it, but double check it. Go to the actual context of these different situations, these pop culture topics, these political topics, these cultural topics, whatever. Go find the context of shit and then process it on your own. Don't just be taking everybody's opinions and being agreeable with everything that's attractive. Use your fucking brain and process that shit on your own so that we're not single-handedly responsible for our elections being snatched from us, from our political process being fucking torn to shreds. You know, let's each take the time to sift through this information, because there's information everywhere. We're going to fucking explode. There's information everywhere. You don't have to know everything about everything, but the shit that you feel like you passionate about, or you into, or you are attracted to, get to the meat and potato. Read some books, read some scholarly articles, read some bullshit articles, so you can get the full picture of whatever the fuck it is that's going on. So that you're not just on the bandwagon of somebody who's way better than you at driving traffic to their platform, to their presence. Don't just be a fucking empty-headed consumer. Get into the shit. Sorry, y'all, but for real. You know, we all got that responsibility. I know our parents and aunties and shit don't be knowing how to act on Facebook, and they be sharing shit and just, but do your best to try to get them to start reading the shit. At least open it up and look at the date. You know? Don't pay no attention to that. That's a headline. That ain't true. Like, we have a responsibility to protect ourselves against the people that are more crafty than us at doing fuck shit. We gotta be the ones, because they are going to they're going to do their best to make sure that they can make money off of every aspect of every fucking thing. And we just giving it to them. You're just giving it to them. You're sharing fucking stupid ass articles without reading them, driving traffic to stupid ass websites. People who ain't even as smart as you making more money than you because they didn't figure out how to get your stupid ass to share their article because they make a crafty headline. Just like fucking name brand shit. Somebody slap a name on something on an ugly ass shoe and you buy it because it got the name on it. That's somebody's name. It's not even a cute name if you say it out loud. It's only cute because now it's associated with some expensive shit that some important person wore. We gotta get away from, come on, y'all. It's a fucking squirrel. Okay, it's a squirrel eating pizza in my yard, and now I'm distracted. So thank you for your time, and have a good evening.